Hello, my name's Tony, and this is my audition for Magic and Fantasy, Sophie's Choice. And apologies for the voice. I've got a bit of a cold, bit of the man flu. So my voice is a little bit more butch and deeper than normal. So apologies in advance. Sophie lived in a big old house in the countryside. Sophie lived with her granny, grandpa, and annoying little brother, Davy. Davy was one of those brothers who liked to pinch you when you were sitting by the crackling fireplace, deep in a book about unicorns and dreamy faraway worlds. Believe me, it is quite difficult to return to the comfort and seclusion of elves, sprites, and hidden magical kingdoms when you've just had a burning, itching bruise on your arm. "Ow, Davy, stop it! You're hurting me!" Sophie screamed, running to Granny, tears of pain running down her cheeks. "Mama, Mama, Davy pinched me again!" Sophie sobbed, running into the gentle warm arms of her grandma. Sophie could never pronounce grandma when she was little, and has always called her Mama. Sophie lovingly refers to her grandpa as Papa. Now, what's going on here?" Mama inquires concerningly, appearing out of the kitchen, wiping her hands on her apron to comfort a distraught Sophie. "Davy pinch me again," Sophie reiterates, rubbing her rouged arm. "Did not," bellows Davy, stamping his foot in anger and frustration. "Dear me, David, look what you did. This has to stop. You mustn't hurt your sister like this." "I don't care," Davy shouts, stamping his foot again, blowing a raspberry and running up the stairs, stamping each step as he went. There, my dear. Are you okay?" Mama consoles Sophie, inspecting the mark on her arm. "He is just so unsettled at the moment. I'm sure he doesn't mean it." Sophie just stared nonchalantly back at her grandma. "Come on, I'll make you some squash." Mama smiles back. Sophie sits at the table, staring at the rain dribbling down the kitchen windows. "He'll be out of your hair if this rain ever stops. He just doesn't like to be cooped up indoors all day long," Grandma sighed, placing a freshly poured glass of squash in front of the perturbed child. "That doesn't mean he can pinch me," Sophie retorts. "No, it doesn't. I'll go and have a word with him," Mama replies authoritatively, laying a hand on Sophie's shoulder as she passes the forlorn girl. "Oh, look, the rain's easing off. I'll let him play outside for a run around, after he apologizes to you, of course." Grandma's voice drifts off up the staircase as Sophie opens the back door, stepping into the long, narrow, deluged garden. Sophie shuddered at the sudden change of temperature, wrapping her dressing gown tightly over her clothes. Carefully stepping into her slip-ons, Sophie tenderly brushed past the dripping, overhanging branches, laden with moisture, breathing in the fresh afternoon air. Sophie wandered along the narrow, soaked path, quietly humming to herself, smiling at the array of brightly coloured flowers and plants lining the bases of the tall hedges rising either side of her. Mama and Papa did love their gardening, Sophie thought, passing the small plot she helped with, planting two rows of potatoes and carrots. Sophie wiped off the water collected on the seat of the small swing as best she could, before gently swaying, lost in thought. Sophie was wondering what to do for the rest of the day, now the sun had broken through the darkened clouds, glowing brightly on her face, when something caught her eye. "Well, that is peculiar," Sophie thought to herself. "I've never noticed that before." Leaving the swing to rock itself to a stop, Sophie curiously approached the large red bush in the corner at the bottom of the garden, glittering after the freshly fallen rain. Sophie cautiously leant in close, inspecting a rather unusual object, resting lightly on the top of the shrub. "My, oh my, what a funny-looking thing," Sophie pondered.